Good morning, Hopkins Junior High Symphonic Band. My name is Dale Wolford. We're here at the CMEA Bay Area 3 Band Festival on April 24th, 2010 at California High School. You're warming up right now, but as soon as you're ready to go, we'll get back, hear your performance, and give you a few comments. Looking forward to your performance. Good luck. Right together the initial attack, set the embouchure, have the air behind it, and release the tongue. Same thing for the woodwinds when you come in. Need a little more accent on those entrances. More crescendo into that double forte. Just kind of snuck up on us, so brass is you're in charge of that. Issues, so keep working on tuning those chords. brass, keep that open vocal chamber inside your mouth. Think more ooh. Anticipate symbol, your lower. Everybody methinks subdividing. One and two and three and four and one and two. There we go. Nice rhythm. Sustain that half note as long as you can. Trumpets, if you have to take a breath there, I could, best if you could make the whole four measures all the way to the breath mark. Watch how we're ending these phrases. If you're not already doing it, make sure you, every day when you practice at home, you work on long tones. Holding a note 10 seconds, mezzo forte, so that you keep control of that pitch without it wavering. And then start working on, as you get that down, start doing as loud as you can play with a good sound. Decrescendoing over 10 seconds, do as soft as you can with a good sound. And control the pitch so you keep working on your support. So it says A concerts, we got to work on it, tuning there in the flutes and clarinets. Make sure we're together on beat one and four and one and two. See, subdividing during your rest, those of you who have just an eighth note at the beginning of the measure at 83 and 63, will help you come in exactly where you need. I would practice with the entire ensemble. Have your conductor start you, and everybody sort of starts. And if he doesn't conduct, you have to count. Make sure we're together on those upbeats in the percussion. Same thing here. You want to, at that point, you want to be subdividing. That'll help you. More horns and trombones. Lots more horns. Here. Nice rhythmic feel here. At the end of the phrase there. Need more from the baritone and tuba when you come in on beat three at measure 20. Ensemble up to that point. You did most of it right to measure before. Okay, difficult piece to control your tone, sustaining long notes. Sometimes our attacks, we've got to work on that. But it's coming along. I mean, the point you guys are at, 7th and 8th graders mostly, is getting control of your sound, because that's what people want to hear. This piece exposes some of that, and you're doing a good job at improving on it. But there are a lot of things that you can continue to work on. And then again, like I said, with the low brass, particularly when you're playing in your lower register, opening up so we don't get this thin, almost pea shooter sound. But nice overall shape to that piece. You ready for that attack? Some of you are a little late. Float into that high note in the flute and clarinet. Be blow through it, rather than thinking of it as a leap. Now, we want to hear it 9 to have a different feel than we did at the very beginning. It's a little bit louder. This is pretty similar. It's going to be more warm. From the brass, particularly trumpets, so we can hear the melody more, and less from the woodwinds. Trombones work on more legatos. You make a do-do-do. I'm hearing ta-ta-ta. Nice job with the moving 8th note line in the second bar of 33, bringing that out. Overall, nice balance here. You're bringing out the moving parts when you should, melody's still heard. Very nice. I mean, my main thing is I want you to keep working on intonation, because there's a lot of tuning issues, but musically there's a lot of nice things going on. Out the amp upbeats on the end of 1 and the end of 3 in the low brass and lower woodwinds. 4 bars from the end. It's an important part just for those 2 notes. Or the dotted quarter notes by itself. Just hit it a little bit more. Okay. I'd like to hear a little more retard in the end. Broaden that. I think that would be just to bring it to an end. But nice phrasing within that piece. Okay, first measure, nice entrance overall, but second measure, we're not all quite together. I can't be thinking about setting the tongue, air behind it, and then releasing right on time with a firm embouchure. What's your tuning on that? What's your tuning in the horn, alto clarinet, third clarinet? Watch your tuning as well on the high C. focus their trumpets before 37. Nice sound here, folks. Da-da-dee. Sound happier there, flutes. Since you're behind the trumpets, that makes it, I know it's a little more difficult, but if you can't hear them, you're too loud. It's a good way to think about it. All right, lots of good things going on in the ensemble. You guys are making great progress at this stage of your musical careers. I hope the comments were helpful, and I look forward to seeing you and hearing you in the future. Good luck.